Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to continue our exploration of the Sun's square to Uranus, which is coming in here over the weekend. We started off talking about this yesterday from the standpoint of our experience within the collective. We talked about the Sun Uranus in terms of five different collective stories or ideas that you might hear, and then sort of five responses to those stories. And the idea behind this was that planetary combinations present us with different styles or modes of thinking. They literally can present themselves as ideas or philosophies that we are entertaining consciously or unconsciously, that we are debating over within ourselves or with other people in our lives. So the point of yesterday's exercise was to show us like a kind of like an intellectual debate that the Sun Uranus can have with itself, or different ways in which you might see the Sun Uranus appearing philosophically in conversation or dialogue. We presented five storylines, and we're going to do the same thing today, but we're going to do it now on the level of the personal. Yesterday, we talked about the collective stories about history and our participation in history and how the Sun Uranus might frame that, and also how the Sun Uranus might, what kinds of debates you might see with the Sun Uranus combination about those very same topics. So we're going to do the same thing today, but we're going to tell some personal stories that the Sun Uranus will often try to sell you on, and then five responses or debates that you might see represented by the Sun Uranus. So that is our goal for today. Before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe. I'd love to hear your comments and thoughts as always. And if you have a story, use the hashtag grabbed or email us your story, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. If you have a story that fits the Sun Uranus mold, share it with us. We'd love to collect that for one of our storytelling episodes. By the way, my upcoming masterclass series starts in February. You can check that out on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Click on the courses page. You can see the masterclass series coming up in February. We'd love to have a few more people sign up and take advantage of the need-based tuition option. If you need any help, email us if you have any questions, info@nightlightastrology.com. All right, so let's refresh on the transit in case you missed yesterday's talk. Here we go. So we're going to take a look at this from the standpoint of the timing first. Here is the Sun and here is Uranus. And we are looking at this coming through between Friday, that's today, February 3rd, and really tomorrow. If you go forward one day, it's still at 15 degrees. Uranus has just moved to 15th degree. So you could say that this transit will last all the way till about Monday. When we get to Monday, you'll notice that the Sun is at about 17 degrees, almost 18 degrees, about 3 degrees of separation. Now, if we back this up a little bit, when could you have when would you have started noticing this? And for that, I would say, you know, maybe as early as Tuesday of this week. So Tuesday through today as the buildup, and then today through Monday, say, as the wind down. And that would, so overall, let's just back it up and we'll just say maybe January 31st all the way through February 6th as kind of a broad range. But the most important days really being today, Friday, February 3rd, yesterday, maybe the 2nd, and tomorrow, the 4th. So those are the dates within which you should be noticing as these symbols in the sky come together that the archetypes make their appearance in our lives. So five personal stories that you might hear from the Sun and Uranus. And again, what we're trying to do is we are trying to let transits represent ideas or beliefs or points of view, like intellectually or philosophically. So we did this yesterday where we presented five stories that the Sun Uranus will often tell about the collective, about your participation, not so much as an individual, but as your life is lived as a part of the great collective of humanity. And there's some stories that are very Sun Uranus. And then there's also some debates and some counterpoints that could be made that are also very Sun Uranus. So in doing that, what I had said yesterday, the point of doing that exercise is to free ourselves up, because we are often held captive by our own ideas rather than recognizing that our ideas themselves are archetypal, are reflective of the movements of the planets themselves. So we're going to repeat the exercise today, but we're going to talk more about five stories that the Sun Uranus will tell us personally. Now, again, as I said yesterday, I have no problem with any of these ideas per se. They are archetypal ideas. How could I have a problem with them? They're real, whether I like them or not. They exist. They've been a part of my life story. I'm sure as you hear me going through them, you'll recognize that they've been a part of your own life story. So in presenting some counter narratives, we're not seeking to replace or create some kind of competition or one point of view is right and one point of view is wrong. What we're doing instead is trying to take an archetype and turn the jewels so that you can hear the exact same planetary combinations speaking in different ways about similar ideas. Because again, I think that's one of the areas in which my own practice has been taking me as of late, is in the direction of starting to recognize that the philosophies that we entertain are often themselves reflective of the planets, and not just the philosophies, but the debates about the philosophies. So I hope this is valuable to you guys. Kind of a different way of looking at the transit. So remembering that the Sun has everything to do with the heroic narrative. We've talked about that multiple times in the past couple of weeks. And that Uranus is about revolution, breaking free from convention. It's a planet of progress and rebellion, defiance, originality, inventiveness. It's the maverick and the renegade. And so when you put the two together, there are five stories that you may hear about you as an individual that are very Sun Uranus. Let's start off with number one. You should do or be something different. You know, and a word that I just used was original. Be original, be different, stand out, be unique. This is a Sun Uranus dynamic. How many times, you know, have clients come in to talk to me while they're in the middle of a Uranus to Sun transit in their birth chart, and they have literally said, I just feel compelled to do something original, do something different, right? So it is like textbook Sun Uranus to feel the pressure to not conform and to do or be something that looks different or that stands out in some way. Nothing wrong with that. This is one of the most common Sun Uranus stories you will hear. As an individual, be or do something unique, stand out, or very different from what other people are doing. Number two, you should be progressive. Now, I'm not going to define what progressive is. I'll let your own imaginations play with that word. But progressive would mean, you know, ahead of the curb somehow, thinking ahead of where everyone else is, or, you know, moving beyond some kind of limitation or ignorance. You know, be progressive. So just interpret that broadly. I don't mean to make that sound like a political cliche. It could be one, but I just mean it more broadly speaking. It's a value of progressiveness. You should be progressive. And it's oftentimes an archetypal pull, again, that you'll see with Sun-Uranus combinations, the desire to be progressive or future-oriented. Okay, number three, you are here to individuate. Now, that's a word that has a lot of meaning behind it. It has a history in depth psychology, archetypal psychology. Of course, you know, let's just say that it means to become more of your most authentic self, to evolve personally and individually, to become more uniquely yourself. That's just the words I'm putting to it. Sun Uranus value, for sure. Number four, break free from routines, habits, and traditions. A super Sun Uranus value. Get out of the routines, the habits, the traditions. You know, do something interesting. Break the mold. Now, this could be, you know, you should do or be something different with your life or become something different. It's a little bit more mundane. It's like break out of your habits, break out of your routines. Number five, be an advocate, be an activist, be outspoken, be demonstrative. Now, again, this could be politically, but it doesn't have to be. So I use the word activist, you know, very loosely here. I just mean, broadly speaking, stand up for something, speak out, be demonstrative about what you think matters. There's a kind of heroic guardian or like advocate fighter kind of quality. You'll often see this also with Mars Uranus, but be somehow heroically outspoken, defiant, brilliant, and passionate about something that you that needs advancing or protecting, or that needs to be liberated or something like that. So these are the five stories that are very Sun Uranus and the exact same planetary combination of the Sun and Uranus has five responses. Now, what's crazy is that the exact same archetype can have almost like rebuttals to all of these five ideas. And I'm not telling you which one is right or wrong, or that you should even think about it that way. The point of the exercise is not to supplant these ideas. It's to layer them and to show us the way in which archetypes can be turned within a philosophical conversation, that the very ideas that we have and the ideas about the ideas that we have when an archetype or an archetypal combination is present will all be reflective of the same planets. So here are five Sun Uranus responses to those very same ideas. And you may find it liberating to consider these. You may also find that these are just obnoxious. So I'll let you guys decide. But number one, being different. Remember, the first one was you should do or be something different. Well, the Sun Uranus response, which is its own kind of rebellion, is to say, look, being different is just a fact. Everything just is different. Nothing is identical. So it doesn't require any effort. And there's something sort of cliched and obnoxious about trying to be something different when everything is by its very nature unique and idiosyncratic. So that would be a response. I think you should be able to feel truth in both. But this one would say, look, you're trying so hard to be something different. You are something different. Shut up about it. Right? Number two, you should be progressive, or you should be concerned with progressive things or advancement. It's a kind of future orientation. And the equally sort of, you know, maybe progressive, rebellious, defiant Sun Uranus response is, you are not required to be anything at all. You can imagine someone just getting fed up, standing up, pounding their fist on the table and saying, you know, be progressive? No, I'm not going to be anything. Like, you stop telling me what to be. Stop telling me how to be. Stop telling me that there's something else that should be advanced in the future. You know, stop with your gospel of progress. You know, you're just another evangelist. It's just, you're just peddling something else to me that I don't want, that I don't need, that is not required of me. Stop making me feel like I need to have some kind of progressive view of the future, you know, like this. Can you hear the debate in your own head? Do you ever have this debate? The interesting thing is that the both sides of the conversation here could be understood as the Sun and Uranus. Be progressive. I'm not going to be anything. Shut your lip. I'm just playing. All right. Number three, you are here to individuate. You can imagine the defiant, rebellious Sun. I am just me. There's no such thing as individuation. You know, you're bored. You're making up heroic narratives because, you know, you have an imagination, and good for you. That's all fun. Stop telling me to go become more of myself. I'm never going to be more or less than anything I am, right? So just, again, stop peddling me some gospel of personal salvation by becoming more of myself. I'm me. I don't need your quest. You can feel the defiance, right? So that's Sun Uranus again. Don't tell me to individuate. I am me, and there's nothing I need to be or become. Stop telling me that I have to go become something more or different or progressive or individual. You know, you're restless. Just be yourself. Be okay with yourself. Okay. I'm having fun with this. I hope you guys are. Number four was break free from routines, habits, and traditions, like in your day-to-day life. And the response might be, look, you can find freedom anywhere. It's a state of mind, not a set of activities. So if you can't feel free with daily habits or disciplines or having traditions or elements of mundane things that are repetitive in your life, and you can't find freedom within them, then shame on you for being boring and unimaginative. Shame on you for needing to always break free from routines, habits, and traditions because you think that doing something new will give you greater freedom when in fact it's a state of mind or it's a kind of presence or consciousness that you just need to cultivate. So stop thinking that, you know, it's if you just change your routines or habits or traditions or refuse to get locked into any sort of, you know, disciplines or habitual behaviors, that as long as you stay away from getting locked into anything that repeats, then you're freer than everyone else. Well, maybe you're not. Maybe you're just, you know, undisciplined and what else could we say? You're undisciplined, unimaginative, and lazy. Ooh, shit. don't kill the messenger. Imagine again that the planet and the exact same archetypes are just speaking back and forth, playing ping pong with the same construct, within the same construct. No, so you don't need to change your routines and habits and traditions all the time. You just need to find a little space within them. You can be free anywhere doing anything. It's a state of mind. Well, that could be a Sun-Uranus response. Don't tell me I need to, like, you know, do everything different all the time because that's just restlessness. That's not freedom. See how that's a kind of debate? But on the other hand, haven't you ever really needed to break free out of things that you do that are repetitive and boring or habitual? You see what I mean? So it can go in either direction. Number five was be an advocate, be an activist, be outspoken about things. And the Sun-Uranus response would be, the world doesn't need anything from me. And I don't care what you think about me based on what I do or don't care about or fight for, right? So somehow the Sun-Uranus believes that you should have a sense of life, purpose, or mission that is, like, you know, part of the cosmic freedom fighters, you know, alliance. I'm part of the Cosmic Freedom Fighters Alliance, and I fight for the things that matter, right? Like we're a part of an amazing collective comic book. We kind of talked about this yesterday as well, but that each one of us should be outspoken and active and demonstrative about some kind of transcendent purpose or cause, and that personally we should take up that mantle. And the response to that, the very same Sun-Uranus rebellious, defiant, and individualistic response could be, look, the world doesn't need anything from me, and I don't give a damn what you think about whether what I believe or do with my time is heroic or progressive or helpful, or that I'm a part of the I'm doing something to advance some kind of bigger mission or agenda, all of which can also be Sun-Uranus. I've seen so many times people come in, my clients come in during a Uranus to Sun transit in their birth chart, for example, and say something like, I'm needing some larger transcendent thing to be a part of and to break me out of, you know, a feeling of my life not being a part of something bigger. Very Sun-Uranus. At the same time, it's amazing how many times people will come in and they'll be like, I just don't give a damn what anyone thinks about me. I don't care what anyone needs or wants of me, what other people's projections of me are. Do I watch or care about the right, you know, messages or topics in the, you know, in the media or in the news or whatever? There's an equally strong tendency with the Sun-Uranus, in other words, to say, I don't care what you think about me or what you think my life needs to be about for it to be sort of heroic or transcendent or like worthy, right? So that's a response. Now, again, the point of this is what I'm trying to do, and I hope that I've achieved, is to set up a kind of debate within the world of the Sun and Uranus. Different ways that you might see the Sun and Uranus appear in the realm of ideas and thoughts, which come through like weather fronts, and we think, I'm thinking thoughts and, you know, I'm trying to have all this, like, clarify my beliefs and ideals. And it's amazing how if you just observe the kinds of thoughts and patterns of thoughts that are coming through as an archetype is moving through, then you'll learn so much. You'll learn so much about that ideas are like lenses through which we experience, and we can appreciate each other and the world so much if we learn to respect and understand the archetypal landscape of ideas. Like, how much easier is it if you sit down with a friend and you're on the, like, I'm feeling like I need to do something progressive with my life, or I'm in a phase of individuation, and you're with a friend and they're kind of vibing on the, like, I just don't feel like I need to do anything. Screw that. I'm just like, I just can't deal with that. Rather than hearing an idea that is somehow canceling out your own idea, you can hear that you're both working with the same archetype, but you're working with it from a different space. And at different seasons in our lives, the first, anything from that first list of ideas might be more appropriate. And in a different season, you know, we may need to be like, look, there's no such thing as individuation. I'm done with that. You know, a year later, you might be feeling like, wow, I just individuated. You know what I mean? So if we're going to live with these if we're going to live with these ideas and not feel torn apart by them, like there are all these contradictions that we have to resolve, then I think it's good to like differentiate our intellectual palate through the language of astrology. I hope that makes sense to everyone. I hope this has been a useful exercise both yesterday and today, that you get some laughs and chuckles out of it, that it, you know, presses on little fault lines or pressure points, and you know, and helps you recognize, you know, where you are in relationship to this complex as it comes through right now, and maybe how, what you can grow or create space to accommodate. I asked this yesterday. I said, by doing this exercise, I asked myself, what kind of space, creativity, and freedom does this dialogue between these ideas create? You know, and I find that an exercise like this helps me tremendously as a person. So I hope that it helps you, and as an astrologer, which, you know, for my clients and students and stuff like that. So I hope it's helpful for you as well. As always, don't forget, if you haven't already, like and subscribe. Helps the channel to grow. You can find a transcript of any of the daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And don't forget to share any of the stories that you end up having about the Sun and Uranus as they come up. All right. Have a good one. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.